Hello and welcome to Stop the Stigmas. Today's episode will be on self-harm alternatives. Let's start with number one, sleep. It is very important when you are in a bad mental health state to sleep. Yes, there are people that oversleep and that's when it becomes a problem, but setting a timer for an hour nap can be really refreshing, can really help you out. The next one is to put ice on your wrist, preferably with a red dye, so that way it looks like blood. And you just put it on your wrist, giving you the cold sensation without any of the harm. The next is to draw on yourself. Obviously not with a pencil, preferably not with a pen, with markers. And just do little doodles, or if you need to, draw lines, and just draw what you think you need to do, and what you think you need to draw. Next is to listen to music. A lot of people listen to sad music when they're sad, they listen to happy music when they're happy. If you just have a favorite playlist, then honestly, it helps you feel better, then play that playlist, doesn't it? The next one is to rip paper. Now, I'm going to go into a bit more detail about this one. What you're going to do is write down all the negative thoughts and all the negative voices and all the negative things that have been said to you, and you're going to write them down on the paper. Then you're going to rip it, cut it, stomp on it, crumble it, shred it, do whatever you need to do, and those words will no longer be there. The next is to cut food. Obviously, this one, not with a big knife, just like cut something small like carrots, maybe tomatoes, and then you've got food that you can eat, because I know it can be hard to eat when you're in a bad state. Look at cute animals, cute cat videos, if you like giraffes, if you like any kind of animal, search the animal online and just look at the cute pictures. Maybe make one your wallpaper. Maybe make a collage of them. Which gets us to your next one. Make a collage of your favorite things. So things that make you happy. Things that you know are going to cheer you up when you're feeling down. The next is for more religious people. It's to pray. And here's a little story with this. One time, I was alone, and I was having a really bad anxiety attack. I didn't know what to do, but I was crying. I was in tears. So I sat down, and I prayed, and I went home like nothing happened, feeling like a weight had lifted off my shoulders. Obviously, I'm not trying to force my religion onto people. I'm just saying that for people with certain religions, praying can help you. The next is deep breathing and meditation. So you put on some nice relaxing music. You don't even have to sit in the yoga stance. You can just lay down on your bed and take a deep breath in and out your nose. Let's do some together. Deep breath in. Hold for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, and out your nose for 4. The next is to take a walk. Obviously, you'll have to be careful with this one if you're struggling with an eating disorder. Walk. Don't run. Walk. Give yourself time to just think and be outside instead of being stuck in your bedroom. I know it's hard to walk now because of COVID, but bring a mask with you, make sure to move to the other side of the street when you see people, and just walk. The next is to write a poem. If you have like poems you like to write or anything like that, then do it. Like, go ahead. This also goes into journaling. If you want to journal your emotions, if you want to draw your emotions, anything to get your emotions out, as long as it's not on you or hurting you or others. The next one is to plan an outfit. So whether it be online and you're just making like, again, a collage of outfits, whether it be in your closet, trying to look for something cute to wear. You don't even have to wear it. It can just be there. But if you have the strength and you have the ability in your mind to wear it, then go for it. Next one is window shopping. Don't bring any money with you. Leave all your credit cards down and just look at stuff that you like. And be like, oh, it's there if I ever need it. The reason you don't want to bring money is because for some people, they can go to a manic state and they can spend a lot of money on things they don't need. So the next one would be better without COVID, but socialize. You can socialize online, obviously, as long as you're careful. And if you have that one friend and you're both, like, clean from COVID, then yeah, go ahead and socialize a little bit. The next one is to put glue on your skin. So you put it on, not a thick layer, just a nice little layer. You wait for it to dry, which gives you patience and something to do. And then you peel it off, and voila! Fidget toys. These are preferably my favorite, because they've come in so many different shapes, sizes. They can make noise, they can be loud, quiet, and they're just really, really, really relaxing. Another one is to take a bath. If you have some bath bombs lying around, maybe throw one in, put a little bit of, I forgot the word, put a little bit of those oils in it, like lavender, to make it smell good. Put some bubbles in it and just enjoy it. And just don't try to think. Just think about the bath and think about how relaxed you are. Wash your hair, which can be hard to do. Wash your body, which can be hard to do. If you want and you have the strength to shave, then go for it. But if you feel like you might relapse if you shave, then it's totally okay to just leave it. That is all for now, and one more thing. If you think that self-harming is no big deal and that can go away, self-harm is an addiction, because what it does, it puts dopamines into your brain, making your brain think, oh, this is good, this is making us happy, and obviously it's not for that, and it's not good, but in your mind, it's just like, you need this release. But you are stronger than that. I know you are. So I hope you enjoyed the first podcast, and I'll do another soon. Thank you. Bye.